ICANN Attitude Development Course. This is your illustrious facilitator for this evening, my last time until week number 11. And those of you who've been through the course, guess what? Starting next week, you might be facilitating. So don't follow my lead. You just pray real hard, and you'll figure out exactly what you need to do. But we've got some people with us this evening who were not on last week, and we need them to introduce themselves. And I'm playing technical expert right now and getting a couple more people on the line who need some help. So let's start out with, and let's see, I know I texted you, I texted you to introduce yourself, and I can't remember. I'm trying to get back to my list. I'm sorry. My phone doesn't want to work as fast as I want it to work. Well, I know Andy's on the line. Andy was not with us last week, so why don't we start there? Andy, Larry, Debbie, Elaine Connolly, Sandra Thornton. I know I'm missing one or two more. So, if you were not on the call last week and didn't get a chance to introduce yourself, we want to start there, and then we're going to jump right on into discussing the ICANN mantra and what you gleaned from it. And as I put in my text, my dear friend Dr. Jones came up with the idea several months ago, one word or one short sentence. And we'll discuss that a little more. But let's find out a little bit about I don't know what happened to my phone. I got my whole list right in front of me, and now it says it's completely blank. So, oh well, not meant to be. So, name, rank, serial number. Andy, full name, where,
yeah,
you live, where you reside, current occupation.
Yeah, my name's Andy.
Occupation.
You bet. My name's Andy Kemi. I live in Portland, Oregon, actually Milwaukee, which is the southern part of the city complex. Been in Oregon most of my life. I retired a couple years ago from the RV industry. I was in sales for many years, and actually I'm going back at that again after 2 years off, so somewhat semi-retired.
And what's one goal that you will have accomplished in 12 weeks, Andy?
Okay, so my goal, you know, between the healthy mind and body, I've been working on the body. I want to get my last 35 pounds off in the weight loss program that I committed to. And that will happen by practicing discipline. So 35 more, I want to lose 35 pounds in the next 12 weeks. That will get me down about 132 pounds total from my heaviest.
Say that, that'll get you down to what from when you started?
Well, it'll be about 60-some pounds, 65 pounds I'll lose in this last go-round. But going back a few years ago from my heaviest, I'll be down 132. But I'm only 35 pounds away from my initial goal.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Andy, so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, and again,
yeah, this is Larry.
Absolutely fantastic. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, Larry Hafner, Corbett, Oregon, and I'm a sales rep for commercial sales as well as a wellness consultant. And my goal is to enroll at least one consultant in the next 3 months. And I had to struggle with this a lot today because of the situation that's going on around the country, and I personally don't grasp most of it and don't quite agree with it. So that creates a little bit of inner turmoil for me, and it probably does for a lot of other people too. And but rising above that, my goal is to, I've got a pretty good customer list. I'm going to call at least two of those people on that list today to talk about just getting them information and seeing how they're doing and hear what they have to say and stay out of an argument. That's a good goal, I think.
That's awesome, Andy. Awesome, Larry. Sorry. Yes, that's great. Okay, thank you. Elaine Connolly, Chandra Thornton, Debbie Davis. If either of you two ladies are on, we'd like to. There we go. Sandra, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Sandra Thornton. I am living in Richmond, Virginia. I got to retire from my last job at Virginia Commonwealth University, where I taught, and was an academic advisor. Before that, I was a therapist, mm-hmm. and I did marriage and family counseling. And I am just really happy about being in NECN, where everybody is equal and everybody has an equal chance. It just depends on your own energy, your own discipline, and your own willingness to be committed. And where I was before in each arena, that wasn't the way you got measured. So I'm real happy with being with NECN now. And I was surprised, but I came up with 6 goals. And the common thread that runs through all of them is I'm going to have to be disciplined. I'm going to have to truly make a decision to do and then comply with my own goals. So I am going to keep up with my ICANN homework. I'm going to have a minimum 2,000 monthly group PV minimum. Mm-hmm. I'm going to update my communication system and complete names and forms for each of my customers. I'm going to do a minimum of 3 follow-up calls on Monday through Friday. I'm going to read 2 books during the 90-day period, one after the other, and develop and comply with my own personal schedule.
Rock and roll. And those
gotta
are the exact goals that Sandra sent to me today. So if you haven't done that, today is the deadline, and we do have deadlines, and it's nice to adhere to those. That otherwise, you kind of shoot yourself in the foot, because you could be up to week 5 or 6 and not have any goals written down. And goals that are not written down are merely just like a wish. And we're not wishing upon a star here. This is not Walt Disney Productions. So, I don't know if Elaine Connolly, I know Debbie Davis is trying to text me and having struggles. Either one of you ladies want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, Vance. It's Elaine. I forgot to unmute myself.
There you go. Go
Vance,
ahead.
Vance. My name is Elaine Connolly. I'm a registered nurse from Cleveland, Ohio. I have an integrative health and energy medicine practice here, and I've been doing that for 20 years, and I've been connected to NECN for 20 years. I'm sober. I'm on Team Kaizen for this year, and my overall goal for 2021 is to do it again. Specifically, in the next 12 weeks, I will have advanced to gold rank.
Wow. Thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome, and thank you, mentor and coach.
All right. Well, I do apologize that my phone will not cooperate with me, because I have a whole list of everybody that's in the group, and it's blank. It's just all my files. I keep pushing on them and they go blank. So I've got to let the 18-year-old figure out what I did to my phone, because I promise I didn't even drop it today. So I'm not sure why it's not functioning. But let's jump on in. And I'm going to kick it off by saying, you know, think about, and I was thinking about this. Go ahead, Debbie.
Oh, this is
Lisa. Lisa McClendon. I was waiting on you to my name.
Well, I know, and that's, again, Lisa, I'm sorry, I couldn't memorize all 7 people that weren't on the call last week, and I I guess I could go back to my texts and go through them. There's what we could do. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. So I'm Lisa McClendon. I live in Oakland, California. My last occupation was an Uber driver, and I'm not driving because of COVID-19. I'm not driving because I had a wonderful reckless driver run a red light, hit someone else, and then they both hit my car and totaled it. So, you know, that's interesting. my goal is to have a healthy body. And as a result of the healthy body, I'm feeling possibly maybe the finances will become healthy too. And that's my goal.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Debbie's here. Can you guys hear me?
There we go. We can hear you, Debbie. Go ahead.
Oh, my word. All right, then. My name, as you know, is Debbie, and it's Debbie Davis, and I live in Mount Shasta, California. I'm a massage therapist and a caregiver and a wellness consultant with NECAN. And my goals that I want to accomplish in the next 12 weeks is I would like to, one in each pillar is lose 20 pounds, complete ICANN, 10 new customers, 3 new autoship, 1 new partner. I want to have a balance of giving and receiving, and I want to flourish and prosper. And with that, I'm complete. I pass a bash.
Thank you, Debbie. And Debbie was part of our ICANN clan the last session, and because of her schedule, I was never able to join the call live. So I really, really appreciate it. Now, Debbie and I bragged on you a little bit, I think, in March, because wasn't it in February you added 10 new customers, and how many were on AutoShip? 3?
10 new customers in February and 5 new customers in March, and 3 of the 5 in March were AutoShip.
That is fantastic. So prepare to have some wonderful customer acquisition rubbing off on you if you're part of the ICANN clan and this is your first time go around, or if maybe you've been at it for a while and you're feeling a little bit exhausted. But I really feel one of the narratives that's going to change, and there are so many silver linings with the coronavirus or COVID-19 or the Kung Fu flu, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. It's real. It's serious. People are dying. People die from a lot of different things. But this one is really being a wake-up call for the world in so many different ways, spiritually, emotionally, physically. And the news is doing a fantastic job of underlying key theme of those who already have pre-existing conditions are the most likely not to make it. And I mean, if that's not a wake-up call, I don't know what it is. So as we've recited our ICANN mantra or lesson one, whatever you want to refer to, it doesn't matter. What happened this week? And reciting that 5 times a day, whether you're reading it or you're reciting it from memory, like several of us are able to do because we committed it to memory, what changed? Mine is just a few simple words. It gave me greater clarity to connect with my Creator. So one word or a short sentence?
Enormous.
No
serenity, claim your miracle.
Order whatsoever. So, serenity, claim your miracle. Thank you, Norma.
Debbie, hope and confidence.
Hope and confidence. Thank you, Debbie.
This is Lisa. More focus.
More focus. Fantastic.
Lucretia, greater humble.
Confession.
Lucretia, do again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lucretia, humble.
Humble. Thank you, Lucretia.
Humble.
Liz, friend.
Liz French positive.
Positive. Thank you, Liz. Oh, by the way, Liz, you didn't get to introduce yourself last week, so take a few seconds here. Liz French, from where? Occupation, and share a goal with us.
Liz French, Elizabeth King French from Ohio. I'm retired. My last job, I worked in a group home with different challenge friends and people and stuff, at which I loved. I should have been that, but for 17 years I was a nurse's aide, which I love. I love both. But that's what I am. I'm retired now from everything, but I'm so positive and humble about being a NECANET. I really appreciate my friend, my sponsor, my friend Tyra for asking me to come in. Thank you.
Do you have a goal, Liz, that you'd like to accomplish or that you see yourself accomplishing in the next 90 days?
Yes, my goal would be to follow up more quicker what I do with when I ask a customer about themselves. When I sit down and talk to them, I get the number and I'm kind of late following up, but I want to be more quicker and following back up with everybody.
Okay, sounds like you need to adopt what they call the 24-48 rule. 24 hours or 48 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Liz. Good to have you on the team. Okay, again, one word or a short sentence. What did reciting the I Can mantra do for you this week?
Vance.
Go ahead, David.
For me, what stood out is saying it out loud rather than reading it is very profound.
Profound, okay. There's something about when we speak things out into the atmosphere around us so that we can hear them. There's just something that happens. Profound is definitely on.
I've answered Jeannie.
Go ahead, Jeannie, and then Sandy.
Speaking out loud, too, was really empowering for me. And so that's my word, empower.
Fantastic. Sandy?
Kind of in the same lines, very convicting. They're not just words. It's very
convicting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a big difference between conviction and condemnation. Big, big difference. Convicting empowers us. Condemning, not so much.
This is Rita. Watch your thoughts.
Watch your thoughts. That's good. Thanks, Rita.
Hey, Vance. Hey, Vance.
Go ahead.
Vance. Yes, this is Gail.
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, Gail. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the group, Gail.
Okay. I am Gail Fallis, and I live in Houston, Texas. I've been in NECAN for about as long as Vance has. I'm a silver consultant, and my goal for this 90 days is to stop procrastinating, stop being fearful of talking to people. And the main reason for stopping the fear is that I know without a doubt this is my vehicle that God wants me to use to reach people. So I have to overcome talking to people. And the word that I get when I do the mantra is so encouraging.
That's good.
Excellent. Thank you, Gail.
Welcome.
This is Ron.
Go ahead, Ron.
To manifest, to call into being by choosing to focus on positive thoughts, feelings, and actions, and discarding negative thoughts and feelings that only weaken me.
Amen. Thank you, Ron.
This is Karen.
Go ahead, Karen.
Passionate education of the five pillars of wellness.
Excellent.
This is Renee. My word is feelings, meaning feelings are a barometer of where our thoughts are. If we're not feeling good, we're not in balance with ourselves and our actions.
And at the same time, Renee, sometimes feelings can be deceptive. You see this a lot in dramas that are on television or movies, you know, when the girlfriend gets, you know, the relationship ends. Well, I feel like you did this to me. Well, that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it, like you said, it's a really good barometer. But, you know, we have two options, either being a thermometer or a thermostat. And some, again, feelings, watch yourself sometimes. This is for the whole group. When you next time you're having a conversation and you say, well, I feel like, well, double check that statement to see if it's actually legit or if we're allowing some type of emotional handicap to get in the way. It's mind blowing. I catch myself doing that. I don't use that term anymore. Well, I feel like when you said this, I felt that, well, that doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I sense is a better choice. These are really good, folks. Really, really good. Who else?
This is Janice.
Go ahead,
my
Janice.
Word is empowering.
Empowering. Okay.
Empowering, yes.
Excellent.
Hey, Van, Tyra.
Go ahead, Tyra.
Empowered, encouraged, and believable. I say other people can believe what I can do, but this helps me believe what I can do.
That's good.
Vance, this is Elaine.
Go ahead, Elaine.
My word is becoming.
Becoming. That's really, really good.
Yeah, this is Larry.
Go ahead, Larry.
Are you still on there? Possibilitize.
Yes, go for it. Possibilitize.
Oh, that's my word. Yeah, possibilitize.
That's fantastic.
Vance?
Yes, Andy, go ahead.
Choices.
Choices. Okay. I like it.
Sorry, I didn't hear Larry's word.
You want to steal Larry's word?
No, I didn't hear it.
Possibilitize.
Possibilitize.
Oh, with P,
wow.
With a P.
Right.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
Like the word possible, but with an I-Z-E on the end.
Making it a verb. I like it, Larry. That's thinking out
of
the box.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I'm always thinking outside the box.
Yes.
Greetings, this is Vanita Patton from Hayward, California, and my word is sustainability.
Sustainability.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else that we missed?
Can
go
you
ahead,
hear me?
Sandra.
Okay. It made me see how I am lacking in so many ways that I could be better. So I guess my word would be like that becoming, striving, growing.
Good.
Hattie Jane.
Go ahead, Hattie Jane.
Appreciative.
Okay. Did we get everybody? Did anybody not get a chance?
Yeah, this is Vera.
Go ahead, Vera.
Hi, I'm sorry I was late. So I missed the call, but I hear you guys talking about certain words that are important. Is that right?
One word or a short sentence that
okay.
you gleaned, reading out the I Can mantra, saying it out loud 5 times daily.
Okay, my word would be grateful.
Grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Vance?
When you do this, yes, go ahead.
No, if you want to finish with the first, I'll wait.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, I would say I'm going to combine two words in one. Persistently consistent.
Persistently consistent.
Yes.
That's excellent. I would encourage you, every single one of us, the different words or even taking words and morphing them into words that maybe not be in the English dictionary. It doesn't matter. As you do this for the next, being careful about this, as you do this for the next 3 weeks, it's imperative when you set to make a new habit or form a new opportunity and re-educate our mind, 28 days, you go to any AA program or any overcoming addiction program, it's 28 days. Some will say, 21. No, go for 28. And I encourage you to write down the next week, what would that one word be? Or an attitude shift. Mine was connecting, that connection with my creator. And yet for the first time ever in 3.5 years of doing this, I couldn't figure out, I was choosing my words carefully. Why is that so important? Well, it's powerful because what we speak into existence, we're literally creating our future. And that's why I can is not something to be taken lightly. It's not called I cannot. It's I can attitude. As we blast into week number 2, the homework is right at the very, very bottom of the lesson. And again, reciting this mantra for 3 more weeks, 5 times daily. Okay, the key is repetition. And there's a link right there, a PDF download. It's right there at the very bottom of lesson number 2. Okay. Memorize the first statement. My I can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. I encourage you, everybody, if the words don't flow off your tongue, morph them into something that does work. change it. I've added the five pillars of wellness in the, what is that, the fifth section, where our clients deserve that when we show them what needs to be, you know, modified. Listen to the lesson or read it. I encourage every single time to read at least once and then listen to it the rest of the time, whatever works best for you. But make sure you do one or the other. Don't just read it seven times each day. Listen to it, because there's different things that you will miss, especially the commentary by William Todd and Michael DeMuccio, because it's absolutely phenomenal. And again, all of the lessons, everything is on SaturdayAMLive.com. Go to the tab that says I Can 2 Attitude Development Course. And if you access it on a phone, it's going to be a little bit different than on a computer. All right. Thank you, everyone. This is going to be an amazing next 11 weeks. You will get out of it what you put into it. And please don't wait. If you've got a question, a comment, don't hesitate to text me, call me. I'm going to, in the next, probably in between lesson number 2 and 3, I'm going to assign you your business buddy. And if you have a preference one way or the other with someone that you would like to be or someone that you wouldn't like to be, you're not going to hurt my feelings at all. Let me know. And sometimes people request to be together again if you've been business buddies before. This is an accountability partner. Where there is accountability, there's every motivation for change. Sometimes people will text one another every single day. Sometimes people will call one another every day. It's totally up to you. The key is, where there is accountability, there's every motivation for change. And then the other aspect of it is, if you can't be on the call Thursday evening live, please share the information with somebody else that is part of the group so they can share it. It's imperative. And again, just like with what we did tonight, we set a precedent, one word or a short sentence to explain how this impacted. And if you got to take a few more minutes, you know, to share an amazing testimony of a customer acquisition or something that just completely obliterated any experience you've ever had in the five pillars of wellness, take the time to do it. But the key is, if we can get as much from the group shared in the 30 minutes that we have on Thursday evenings, that'd be even better. So thank you again, everybody. This is going to be an amazing ride. And if there's anything that I can do, everybody should have my phone number. Reach out to me. Please let me know what I can do to help you out. And there was something else I was going to share. Oh, I know what it was. Just the neatest experience this week. Up on a ladder, because I get to dance on roofs. That's my professional gig, is I'm a professional roof dancer with my brother and my nephews. And I got a call from Nancy Cahey. She is the head of the RMA department at Nikken. She basically runs the whole shipping and receiving warehouse, all that kind of stuff. She called me this week, and I had to ask her like two or three times, now, why again did you call me, Nancy? I thought I did something wrong, you know, like she was switching over to compliance or something. And she said, I really just wanted to check on you to see how you're doing. And I thought, what kind of a company hires people like that? They just randomly call. I thought, that I've never had that happen before. It was such an amazing thing. Nikken is poised now with what we're doing to really, really go some amazing places. So thanks again for being part of this group. I'm looking forward to an incredible ride. Have a great evening and a fantastic Easter weekend, everybody. All for now.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye.